for the floor. Mr. High Commissioner, Madam Deputy, colleagues, Liechtenstein thanks you and your office for the invaluable work you're carrying out in very difficult circumstances. We continue to be a steadfast supporter of the UN human rights pillar as we share your assessment that today's challenges can only be addressed sustainably if there's more respect for human rights. The expectations towards the Office of the High Commissioner have increased in the past years, and the number of topics to be addressed and countries in need of assistance or a stronger presence of the office have multiplied. We as states have a responsibility to provide adequate resources to match the capabilities of the High Commissioner with the expectations. We cannot expect the office to address some of the most challenging and difficult tasks of our time without adequate resources. We welcome your continued efforts with regard to achieving efficiencies and welcome in particular the establishment of an inquiry branch pulling together existing expertise. We note the increase of the share of the human rights budget in general in the overall UN budget, but observe that the human rights pillar still remains critically underfunded. We all need to do our work with our counterparts in New York to ensure that human rights are adequately reflected in the UN budget. In addition to that, states need to step up where there are financial gaps. My government has in the past year doubled the voluntary contribution to the office because we believe that it can provide solutions to many of the human rights crises we are seeing today, and that the support of human rights is necessary and sustainable investment that pays off in the long term, also financially. We intend to continue to support the Office of the High Commissioner also in 2025, with a contribution of 400,000 Swiss francs, which may appear modest in absolute terms, but allow me to say, represents a remarkable sum for a small country as it amounts to 10 Swiss francs per capita. We duly hope that others follow our example within their means and advocate for the increase of the regular budget and step in with voluntary contributions. I thank you.